We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Phase 3 of Massachusetts reopening begins today.
Yep. It's exciting.
So the big one, I guess, is gyms are going to be opening up today.
Yeah, it's huge for so many people.
I got the email that said it's open. Come on in.
I did not get one from mine, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the museums opening back up.
Is that also in there?
It is. Movie theaters.
All of my museums haven't said they're opening yet because it takes a while to get.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you can be planning ahead, but you never know for sure if it was going to happen today.
Exactly.
Or not.
Mm-hmm. So, and to make sure you're meeting all the guidelines.
A lot of guidelines and a lot of planning. So yeah.
Yoga and spin classes, I guess, are also part of phase 3.
Your yoga class can only have 4 people in it, though.
That's what I mean. All the gyms are like 25% capacity.
I'd rather have only 4 people in my yoga class.
Yeah.
What are movie theaters going to play? Like old movies?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think there are movies that got shelved that have been waiting to be released.
And yeah, there's some that are...
There's a James Bond movie coming. I know that.
Ooh, that'll be good.
They didn't push that one back. There's a new Mission Impossible, I think, too, right?
It got pushed already. It was supposed to be April, but...
Right.
But yeah.
There's one or two movies out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things... We say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
There's a circus festival in Montreal. Each year it happens, but they don't want people grouping because of coronavirus. So they're doing a bunch of pop-up circus performances all around the city this week without announcing where they'll be. They're just going to show up and do it.
Cool.
A new study found 90% of COVID-19 patients who lose their sense of taste get it back within about a month.
Ooh.
Yeah, they say people lose their sense of smell and their sense of taste, right?
Yeah, that's one of those things.
A guy in San Francisco just turned 100 years old, and his friends and family celebrated with a caravan of 100 cars. If you've not seen that video, it is adorable. He's very happy about it.
It's so cute.
A family in Akron, Ohio couldn't go on vacation this year, so they turned their backyard into a COVID cabana where they can hang out all summer. It's got an above-ground pool, some lounge beds, and an area they're calling a beer garden.
Let's
at
go.
The COVID cabana.
Oh, hey. Dan.
A new study found that people who are fans of apocalyptic movies are actually coping better with the pandemic than others. Do you remember you guys told me I was crazy for watching all these pandemic movies?
Yeah, but you were freaking yourself out more.
That's true.
Yeah, you were just going through a time when the whole thing first started.
You were just giving yourself more reasons to complain and kvetch about stuff.
A psychologist says, and I quote, "You take the perspective of the characters, so you are unintentionally rehearsing the scenarios."
Ridiculous.
Stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You were just in a blacked out room for days, like watching Contagion.
Did you hear about the woman who spent thousands of dollars to look better on Zoom?
No.
Yeah. She says it was worth it.
Like she got cosmetic surgery?
I didn't read the entire story. That's all I have on it. Hang on.
How did you get cosmetic surgery done during a pandemic?
Yeah.
Are they still doing little Botox?
No, yeah. I think she meant like she, you know, clothes and maybe makeup and hair and all
that.
Well,
who didn't do that?
Yeah,
I did that.
Well, a lot of people didn't get their hair and makeup or stuff like that done during
the
pandemic.
Well, I couldn't get it did, but I sure as heck did it when we had to do a Zoom chat. That's for sure.
A politician in northern Spain has offered to resign after he accidentally broadcast himself showering during a meeting that was being live streamed.
Oops.
A guy in India is going viral for roughly spending $4,000 on a gold face mask.
What?
I have the gold under eye things. They're made of real gold.
Kennedy gave me those things once. They're like 24 karat gold. I felt like Beyonce with it underneath my eyeballs.
I mean, they cost like $5 on Amazon, but still.
My wife and I rolled through a Chick-fil-A a couple of weeks back, and the girl there giving us our food had on a Louis Vuitton mask.
Wow.
She was like, it's not.
No.
No.
I was going to say, what are they paying you at Chick-fil-A?
Right.
There's an airport in Taiwan, and they're offering trips to nowhere for people who miss traveling. Kennedy, I know you love to travel. You can check into a flight, you go through security, you board a plane, and then you sit on it for half a day.
No.
It's just like going on vacation.
I miss traveling just to get somewhere.
Right.
The airplane part's the
I
worst
think Kennedy
part of
likes
it.
The traveling part of it, being in the airport.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it, but I wouldn't do it just to do it.
Yeah,
I indeed would want to get off somewhere where the humidity was so it hit me in the face.
Yes, yeah.
And there was somebody waiting there with a drink.
Oh,
I really miss watching John Wick 3 on a 4-inch screen on JetBlue. That's
there
what
it is.
And we have some audio. There's a 5-year-old kid in England, Kennedy, right? His name is Tony Hudgel, and he lost both of his legs.
Yes, and he was inspired by the 99-year-old man who walked and raised bajillions of dollars.
Yes.
And here's what he says about that.
Because it's really good. I decided to do more walking. He saw Captain Tom on the telly doing his challenge with a walking frame. And that's how Tony started out first off, was with a walking frame. So we decided to set a challenge to make us walk with him every day of June.
Oh, by the way, he's raised over $1 million.
Wow.
No big deal.
By walking 10 kilometers last month, just over 6 miles. He's raised $1 million.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I wonder how much money has been raised from people walking since
right?
this pandemic
I just
has started.
Think it's great. Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Because I'm a nosy Yenta, I love to know what you guys do for the weekend. And then we have an extra day for the 4th of July weekend. So, Kennedy, you're up first. Let's talk about the epic fail from your 4th of July.
Oh, well, okay. So I went up to New Hampshire. I rented a place up in right by Storyland. It was literally right outside as soon as you turned
out.
That's
amazing.
Did you happen to order from that restaurant I suggested where they
opened?
No,
I didn't really go anywhere because nobody wears masks in New Hampshire. So I went to the cute little store that's right by where I stayed, and that was it. But I was going to hike a lot, but it was just really crowded. There were tons of people there and people with kids.
There was nobody in the city. They must have all been where you were.
Everybody goes away.
Everybody left.
So anyways, I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to drive my car up Mount Washington. I'm going to get me one of those bumper stickers to say this car traveled up or climbed Mount Washington. So I did a little bit of research and whatever. I got in line. Paid. There was no line, so it was nice that there weren't a bajillion cars there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And paid my money. She teaches me how to drive my own car, which is good because I would have blown up my transmission on the way down had she not told me that. And I start the climb. And at first I think it's just one way up and one way down.
Yeah.
Because there's only one road.
Right.
Nope. So then
it's a two lane.
Yes, very, very tiny two lane. And then so you start, you know, under the tree line, then you get over the tree line, and then you are just on a drop on the side of the mountain.
Right.
You are lit. There's no guardrails. There's no nothing. I mean, it is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not afraid of heights. I've jumped out of an airplane. I scaled
down a building
every single year of my life, 22 stories down for the Special Olympics. But as soon as you start getting to the part where it's just like there were cars coming and going, so many people driving gigantic pickup trucks.
What?
Well, it's New Hampshire.
And most of them aren't from New Hampshire. Only the tourists do.
New Hampshire people don't climb Mount Washington.
They're not like I can climb any mountain for less than $35. Yeah. Thank you very much. So anyway, they say 8 miles, but it's actually 7.6 miles to the summit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going up and I'm getting more, I'm breathing heavier. I'm starting to sweat. I'm talking myself down. I'm like, you can do this. You're not scared of anything.
Now, they tell you ahead of time there's a gravel road.
There's a giant sign that says there's a 1 mile stretch that's sort of gravelly.
Right.
It's more dirt than gravel, but there is nothing on the side. And if you are afraid of heights, this isn't going to be fun for you. But I don't feel like I am afraid of heights. Anyway, get up to mile seven.
Yep.
And there's a turnoff there where you can pull your car off. And I just pull over and I'm shaking so hard. That like I wouldn't be able to hold a glass of water.
Right.
And I'm like, should not be driving if this is how you feel.
Yeah.
I don't want to put anyone else in danger, you know. So I'm like, I can't do it. So I stood there for a while. I just took some breaths. I took some pictures.
So close.
And then I said, that's it. I got to go.
You turned around?
So I turned around.
Oh, Kennedy.
This car almost climbed Mount Washington?
Ish.
Did you put the little thing, the little arrow up and just write in almost on your sticker?
Yeah. And then going down, I really thought my car was going to blow up. because, you know, you're supposed to keep it in the low gear and it's just ring.
Sure.
Just let your car do the work. I'm like, I don't think.
No.
So I stopped a lot on the way down just to continue to try and talk myself like it was okay. It was okay. But it really pissed me off.
I'm sorry, Kennedy.
There's stuff, not a lot I can't do.
Yeah. I've got some like news for you. You're afraid of heights now.
I'm not. No. In fact, it is my goal to go get up on something very tall, very quickly, so that I can, you know, get back on this horse.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was a much more exciting 4th of July than I had. So we planned to have a little, like a garage BBQ. We decided to invite one person over and his son. Mm-hmm. You know, we really haven't been around a lot of people. But this guy, I feel like we're going to have him over. We're going to, you know, be socially distant. In fact, so we have a little courtyard on our street. And we decided, since everybody was, I mean, it was a ghost town in Charlestown. So we're going to take over the courtyard. And I haul everything up there. And it's not that far, but it's just far enough that it took me probably an hour and a half to get my grill up there, which I broke trying to get back. It's ruined. I ruined my stupid grill. I took the cornhole boards. I took the cooler. We had to take all of the food, all of it. I get it all loaded up there. I did it ahead of time, like early in the day, so that way I wouldn't be all sweaty when he got there. And then the kids could be there. There's a basketball hoop there. There's being able to throw the lacrosse ball, whatever, all that fun stuff. And about an hour before they're supposed to show up, I get the text message. His son has the sniffles and is sneezing.
Mm.
And he's like, I think it's just allergies, but to be honest with you, I don't want to take a chance. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to take a chance.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So I had already hauled all the stuff up to the courtyard. So I said, Atlanta, I was like, I guess we're still going to do this. So we went up and had my mother-in-law over, and the four of us sat there and played a very aggressive game of cornhole.
Well, look, at least you weren't in your garage.
Yeah.
You got out.
You got outside. It's important.
You left the house.
We did leave the garage. We made it all the way up to the middle of the street to the courtyard.
I hear it's a lovely destination.
It is beautiful there. Had to clean up some of the 40s that were left behind.
Oh, that sounds like
Friday
a good time
night.
Right there.
King Cobras?
Yeah. I didn't even pull the paper bag back to look, but they might be. Annie, how about you? How was the 4th?
I had a really good 4th. It's weird because it's such a big deal in my neighborhood. Like, there's a parade. It was going to be the 111th parade.
The decorations around that area, I was beyond.
Oh, your father was the
Grand Marshal last year.
Grand Marshal, right.
So because there was no parade, we say that he's Grand Marshal 2 years in a row, the only man to ever do it.
Right. Was there a parade?
No, not a parade, because he can't really have one. He can't have kids on floats and stuff.
I see a lot of parades going around.
Yeah, but like kids and not doing a car parade for the 4th. That's just silly. But the 4th of July is the one, the only Post Malone's birthday. An angel was born on that day, so I celebrated by drinking his rosé. I made about 5 of my friends also have a glass, and I think I made them all get a little too drunk, and I feel like I have to take responsibility for that, but I'm so happy he was born, and I'm happy I got to celebrate it.
All right, well, happy birthday, Posty.
It's important.
Happy birthday, America, and happy birthday, Posty.
Not even America, just Posty.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your 4th?
I was all right. I feel like this weekend went so fast for a long weekend.
Yeah.
But the very first thing, first and foremost, July 3rd, as soon as I woke up, I watched Hamilton.
Yeah. Oh,
it was amazing. So I loved it.
I'm texting back and forth with Dan and Brittany like, I'm crying. Have you gotten to this part yet?
When I woke up, I already had a text from Kennedy on my phone, and she's halfway through it as I open my eyes.
I had to wait. They made me wait. I wanted to watch it. You know,
what's this they? Sometimes it just has to be about you.
It's not about me, ever.
But you don't have to tell him. Just stick it on your phone. Watch for a little bit. You don't even have to tell him.
Yeah, that does.
Act like you're surprised.
Yeah.
No.
Did you at least finish it?
Huh?
Did you finish the show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We finished it.
Did you guys like it?
I'd seen the music. We had been to the musical. So,
I've been to the musical twice. It was unlike anything I'd ever seen.
Oh, it was incredible.
It was completely different.
I was wiling out on my couch at 9 a.m.
My wife didn't realize that Leslie Odom Jr. had that prominent of a role in it. She didn't realize he was Aaron Burr. So she's like, that was the guy you talked to on the Zoom chat for like a half an hour. I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, if I'd have known, I'd have come in and interrupted him.
It's like, oh, look at him. He's doing really good.
He only won a Tony. It's no big deal.
I was like, yeah, he's kind of famous.
And then we went down to the Cape. I spent a night at Brittany's parents' house, which I'd never done before.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So the weather on the Cape was bad.
Oh, that really stinks.
That. Yeah, I saw that the storm pretty much left the city alone and covered the
Cape. I guess you guys were getting like 80 and sunny.
It was gorgeous here all weekend. The 4th
70 and rainy.
Best 4th weather I've had in years.
We also went to the golf driving range on the morning of the 4th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we went up on the North Shore up near, I can't remember. But anyway, all I know is that I spent the next 12 hours afterwards having to take as many pills as I could because my back was so sore. I haven't done any physical activity for four months.
You got to stretch, bro. From swinging a golf club?
Oh, my God.
You get that torque.
Yes. Well, you haven't seen me swing a golf club. It's ugly. There is no...
It's a lot.
It's really bad.
Did you get that Charles Barkley backswing?
Oh, well, it's not quite that bad.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you ever miss anything on the show, we put it up in the podcast, the iTunes podcasting app, or at radio.com. And we're actually going to try something today. We have been working behind the scenes to see if we could get it to work out technically because, you know, we're all in different studios. Here, and we want to try and do an after the show podcast. We have settled on a name for the after show podcast, and to be honest with you, it was such a long weekend, I can't remember what it was right now. Hopefully one of us wrote it down. Kennedy, please save us. Do you remember what we came up with for the name?
Didn't.
Carson and Kennedy Unfiltered.
That might be it.
Oh yeah, I think I made a graphic for it. Yep.
Yeah.
Did you really?
That sounds right to me.
I love that. So we still haven't figured out what time we're going to put up the podcast. We're going to have that discussion. But essentially what we're going to do is we are going to do about 20 minutes right after the show of stuff that didn't happen on the show. It's going to be completely new content. You know, the podcast that we put up now is essentially our show in a podcast form. But this will be all new content and nothing that's been heard on the show before. So that is our plan. And it will be unfiltered, NSFW, all of that stuff. And you can only get it through the iTunes podcasting app. So that will happen a little bit later on this morning. Let's go and get to the dirty right now.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, nothing says America more than someone deciding to run for president way after all the deadlines have passed.
Yep.
And that someone is Kanye West. He took to Twitter, which is every politician's favorite mode of communication, to announce his candidacy, saying, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision."
Mm. Oh, buddy.
The announcement was met with myriad reactions, both good and bad, and mostly dumbstruck. Tech giant Elon Musk immediately jumped on the bandwagon with, "You have my full support."
And that guy sends us to space.
Yep.
Yep.
Mark Cuban already officially endorsed Joe Biden, but said he'd vote for Kanye over Donald Trump, and his wife retweeted his announcement. What is Kanye's platform? I don't know. Hmm. What are his goals for our country? I don't know.
Make America dope again.
Can we just never say make America anything again?
You hear what the next album's going to be called, right? Presidential Dropout? It's not my joke. I saw that one on Twitter.
So to bring this to you as clear as I know how, realistically speaking, his ability to run for president, it is unclear as he has filed any of the necessary paperwork, and there is a lot of it. He's missed deadlines to be on the ballot for a bunch of states, including North Carolina, Texas, New York, Maine, New Mexico, and Indiana, to run as an independent. However, he is still eligible to register in states such as South Carolina, Florida, Missouri, Colorado, and Michigan, where the deadlines fall this month. But you still have to get a bunch of signatures, which is tough in and of itself, but even tougher during a pandemic when no one's going to answer their doors or they're not at malls and this sort of a thing. Now, he could be a write-in candidate, you say? Sure he can. However, there's problems there. About a third of the states allow you to write in with no filing. Another third, you must file to be considered as write-in. And a final third have no write-in availability at all.
Okay.
So there's that. There's the politics of it for those of you that slept during class.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, you need a permit to build a deck in your own backyard. There's got to be some paperwork to be president of the United States.
An enormous amount. Plus, there's the issue of, you know, you might recall when Donald Trump came into office, he had to step off all of his boards. He had to hand off his company to his children.
Sure.
Kanye West just struck a huge deal with the Gap.
All right.
That could generate $1 billion in annual sales,
right,
which he gets a taste of. He has records coming out. He has a clothing line. All of that would have to go. So do you really see him giving up that much money?
No.
I don't know. However, I think the Swifties came through saying it best. Taylor Swift will defeat Kanye West and become the first female president of the United States. The only problem is that she's not 35 yet, guys. So,
but still.
Could Kim Kardashian be the first lady?
Yeah.
All I know is that the White House would be really boring in beige because they would get rid of everything and it would just be a big beige space.
That is wild.
It's just such a weird move to me.
My wife said something that didn't even cross my mind when she said it. She said, you know, Kanye West supported Donald Trump. So maybe
100%.
So some Donald Trump fans would support Kanye West.
Does Kanye West help didn't Joe even Biden? Vote. Kanye West did not even vote in the last election.
But I'm just saying, but he threw his support
no,
behind
No, I understand, but I just...
So does that help Joe Biden? Or are there a lot of young people who might have voted for Joe Biden that will now vote for Kanye West,
no.
even as a write-in, which will actually help Donald Trump?
The younger generation is
like,
more...
Like, which way does it work?
I would like to hope that they're more educated than that most people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If anything, I feel it would split the vote, and that would be a bad thing.
Split
for
whose
me.
Vote? Kanye or Trump's or
no, no.
Biden's?
Joe Biden's.
You think it's definitely split Biden's?
Mm-hmm.
Even though Kanye obviously
I don't feel
supported
I don't,
Donald
it
Trump.
Doesn't, just because he supported Donald Trump doesn't mean Donald Trump's people support him.
No.
I think you really need to dig deep into that one. So anyway, all politics aside, funny story, Kanye West running for politics.
President, yes.
Macy's, he's running for all politics.
He loves to run for politics. He's a politician.
You don't know how high he can fly.
I don't. I really don't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
And tonight in Boston, the police scanner was crackling with calls for police to respond to illegal fireworks. Parks, backyards, street corners. Let's hope nobody was hurt and no fires were triggered, but I fear we will learn differently tomorrow.
They're going off nightly in the city of Boston. They are illegal and they're causing problems. Police say they've taken more than 600 calls from people who are startled, scared, and losing sleep because of the noise.
A number of suggestions came out of last night's meeting, including a public awareness campaign to address the issue. Worcester and Salem, by the way, are also dealing with a fireworks issue. And by way of a reminder, they are illegal here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I have become that guy shaking my fist on my front yard. I was called a Karen over the weekend because I complained about this on social media.
That's funny to me.
I was just like, hey, he's up on the Karen name calling.
Well, you posted it on social media.
What did
you expect?
I didn't.
That's not the place that you go if you need to get rid of the fireworks. There's other places you go to.
Well, that is true. You can go to the internet. You can go to that BOS 311 app, right,
mm-hmm.
and file complaints, which my wife and son did. I found out the next morning because I went to bed at 9 o'clock, although I couldn't sleep because the fireworks kept coming
Barrett
up.
Knows the 311 app?
Oh, yeah. We live in the city.
You're raising Karens.
Maybe.
Generations of Karens.
This one from Hyde Park. Send the police to stop the fireworks. And he gives the address. Very loud music, big party, and fireworks. Knock it off. These are all from BOS 311. Hey, bleep. Task force, thanks for nothing. I have tons of fireworks hitting the back of my bleeping home. Hope for some misfires and to see some idiots on dumb criminal highlights. Clearly, Marty doesn't give a bleep. Nonstop fireworks launching at the street. I don't want to say what street. Bleep you, Marty. Stop the fireworks every night. A lot of swearing going on in the BOS 311 app.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know if I'm in the minority or not, but it's just enough with the fireworks. Like, I get 4th of July and it's fun, and it would have been fun if it was just this weekend.
Of course.
But it has now been 3 weeks.
That's my take. I like 4th of July. I like
right.
the fireworks.
Yes.
If you're lighting them off in the middle of June at 2 in the morning, then I could understand the argument.
And so this was just like enough. I was talking to my neighbor. He's got a dog. He had to drive his dog all the way out to Newton to get away from the fireworks because the poor dog wouldn't go outside and walk around and use the bathroom
because it was so
shell-shocked.
For infants, for animals, all of these things.
It's terrible. Michael is from Lynn. Now, Michael, are you like me or no?
I am like you. I do like them, and there is a time for them, but it was like a war zone at my house.
It was
really was.
At like 5 o'clock in the morning, they were going off. 5 o'clock in the morning, what are we doing?
I woke up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and I hear boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What do people think? Don't they have kids?
No, they...
Yeah, they're lighting them off with their kids, Michael.
We are the worst.
That's what you got to know.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, Michael, by the way. You know, it's illegal here in Massachusetts, but
right.
we're going and buying them. And I'm not blaming anybody but ourselves. I want you to understand that, too. It is us. Like, we are the worst. We don't care about other people. We are selfish.
Correct.
Right?
Well, that's what American is. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else to do, really.
Jen?
Hello.
Hey, Jen. What did you want to say?
I agree with Carson.
That's
like
hard for people to say, apparently.
Did you hear that coming out of her mouth?
Really I know.
I agree with Carson.
I never thought I'd say that. I'm all for legal fireworks. I know when they're going to start. I know where they're going to end. My town loves fireworks. People spent a lot of money on them this past month. But they go from 8 o'clock at night until 1 in the morning.
Yep.
And my dog is terrified of them.
Yep.
Saturday night, she was in the shower.
Aww.
And my neighbor down the street had to give her dog a Valium.
Oh.
Called the vet and finally get a Valium for him. They're just crazy. Did you guys hear about the horses that were bolting down 140?
Yeah, somebody texted us that.
It was insane.
What happened? They
got spooked.
They got spooked, and they broke through two fences, and they were running down 140. They were in Middleborough, and they got all the way to Taunton.
Wow.
Holy smokes. No, I hadn't heard
that.
So they're
safe. They're fine. They're not hurt. They'll be fine. So yeah. They're safe, thank goodness.
Right.
But yeah, someone told me something I never heard.
What's that, Dan?
That July 4th is
Jen.
Most dogs get lost out of any day of the year because they get spooked from the fireworks and they run out.
I'm so thankful that Elvis doesn't care about, well, anything.
Yeah, he's just the most unbothered dog human being I've ever
met. Good morning, Carl.
Nothing. Morning. How you guys doing today?
Good, good. Are you here to defend fireworks?
Big time. First off, happy 4th to you guys.
Yes.
Hey.
And, yeah, I am because, you know, we have a place up in New Hampshire, and I'll tell you what's really ignorant is when they pass out some newsletters throughout the Lake Association, don't shoot the fireworks over the top of the lake. I mean, it does pollution, it scares all the wildlife, and it takes a while before the wildlife comes back after being completely scared and spooked from it.
Right.
Not only that, your own pets, too, and just people just have got to have some common sense.
Yeah, we have no common sense. Thank you, Carl. And I noticed, too, so, you know, the BOS 311 app, all of the complaints over the course of a couple hours, and then the next morning, Sunday morning, just as many complaints because everybody left all their fireworks trash all over the place. So all the streets were covered in fireworks trash. The beaches were covered in fireworks trash. We are the woke.
These aren't regular fireworks, too. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I feel like they sound like explosions. It sounds like it's in the back of my house.
Well, usually when they light off something that big, it's somewhere very far away from you, and you're way back here on the land, you know, watching a professional thing go.
Right.
It's not supposed to be lit off next to your house.
Is Jimmy in my backyard? Jimmy, please don't do that anymore. I'd like to sleep maybe 6 hours a night. That would be cool.
I still like them. America.
Mm.
Yeah, they were lighting off in New Hampshire. I was up in the middle of nowhere, so I thought I might get some good views of them, but the trees were way tall. But they were lighting them off before it even got dark. Y'all are wasting money.
It's a waste of money.
I saw a lot of that, too. Hey, dum-dums, you can't even see them at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sir, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I really just need you to wait till it gets a little dark.
They started around 8, and I'm like, you guys, it's a good another hour before it's dark. But okay, you do you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right. So we thought we were all set in this here presidential election, knowing who was going to be running for office. Was it going to be Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Well, it might now have a third candidate, and that candidate is Kanye West. He took to Twitter to say, we must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States. Hashtag 2020 vision. Now, say what you will. I'm all for people. Like, this is why we live in America. If
Absolutely.
You want to run for an office, well, you can.
Sure.
But you can't unless you do all the work, which it looks like he has not done.
No.
He also hasn't told us what his platform might be, what he's fighting for or against. Things that usually are things that would be good to know if you're going to be running for the highest office in the land. Now, in order to make this happen, there's a lot of things that have to happen. He has to file paperwork, and paperwork has to be filed in each state, and each state is different. So if he wants to run as an independent on the ballot, he can no longer do that in North Carolina, Texas, New York, Maine, New Mexico, or Indiana. That date has passed. However, South Carolina, Florida, Missouri, Colorado, Michigan, those deadlines fall in July. However, you have to get signatures to get on the ballot, and that would be tough in a pandemic. Now, you say, well, what about being a write-in candidate, Kennedy? Well, let me tell you what I've learned.
What have you learned?
About a third of the states will allow you to write in with no filing. Another third, you have to file first to be considered for a write-in. And a final third have no ability to do a write-in ballot at all. So
isn't that wild? We are so discombobulated when it comes to
states'
the way,
rights.
Yeah. You would think they would have a national platform when it comes to the presidency regarding how you become eligible to run for president.
Right.
As opposed to having to jump through 50 hoops.
We're really just 50 little countries.
Yeah.
It is. We just all share the same money.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
It. And you know that guy did zero paperwork. He just said, let me just fire out this tweet real quick.
Yeah, from what I've read, there isn't anything that's been filed. But again, I don't know if, I just don't know it if it hasn't been announced. But I dug pretty deep on this, so it's the best that I can give you in terms of what's happening. And then he'd have to say goodbye to a lot of things, to include all of his record deals, all of his clothing lines, and this huge 10-year deal he just struck with Gap, which is probably going to generate $1 billion in sales.
Yeah, he would figure. I mean, if he's serious about it, all the technical stuff can be figured out, right? He can figure. He's got enough money to be able to figure out those are the small problems.
Well, he won't have that money anymore.
Right.
You see?
Well, no, he has people like Elon Musk that will back him. So he has people with deep pockets. If you have money, that will erase a lot of these hurdles that he has to get over. But the question is, who votes for him? Is it Trump's people or Biden? Do you think nobody votes for him?
Why do you keep equating him with Trump's people? I just don't think Trump's people are his people.
Because he
wore a hat. You know what I mean?
The black community doesn't support Kanye like they used to. There has been a whole thing about that. When he said that people were slaves because they chose to be. Don't you remember he said
that?
He went on
TMZ and said
that. That's why nobody's going to vote for him.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is he ingratiated himself with the Trump crowd. So some of the Trump people go, oh, yeah, he's on our side. We're going to vote for him.
I really hope not. I hope that they don't.
You think the farmer in Iowa is voting for Kanye West?
Regardless, I don't think he's going to be able to get his name anywhere on the ballot enough to really make a dent. So
I would love to hear his platforms, though.
I want to see him in a debate with Donald and Joe.
No.
Kanye West 2020. I hate stuff that's bad and love stuff that's good.
I'd love to see what he wears.
Can he take away enough votes from Biden to make it impossible for Biden to win?
I don't just don't want to get into politics. I just want to make fun of this.
It's a silly thing. It's not real.
I just want to make fun of it. Also, the Taylor Swifties came through saying Taylor Swift will defeat Kanye West and become the first female president of the United States.
That's more realistic because she's not even old enough to be president.
Correct. All right, let's talk about what happened in New Hampshire on Thursday. Ghislaine Maxwell, who is accused of grooming underage victims for sexual abuse by the disgraced and now no longer with us, Jeffrey Epstein, is scheduled to appear in a New York court this week as details emerge in the FBI raid. So here's what happened. She was up in New Hampshire in this very fancy little community.
Was it Hudson, I think, is what
it
was? Was that?
It was Brenton. Brenton?
Bradford?
Bradford. Yes, thank you, Bradford. More than 20 armed guards and police are reported to have taken part in the early morning operation on Thursday that led to her being handcuffed at her secluded rural retreat in New Hampshire and taken into custody. They broke down the front door at the 156-acre property, which is called Tucked Away. Her arrest ended after almost a year of speculation of where she was following the death of Epstein in New York jail last summer. Some reports had suggested she was in Los Angeles, others that she had moved to Paris. The hunt for Maxwell cost millions of dollars and hundreds of man hours, is what is being said. At least $5 million, maybe more, sources say. She was found in this $1 million luxury home that she bought in an all-cash deal through what prosecutors are calling a carefully anonymized LLC. She's due to be transferred to New York and brought to court later this week. She faces 6 charges, including conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, enticement of a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, conspiracy to transport minors with intent, transportation of a minor with intent, and perjury. If convicted, she could face up to 35 years in prison. She has repeatedly denied doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that don't know, just really fast, back of business card, she's the person that got girls and brought them to Jeffrey
Epstein.
She's
the most evil, evil, disgusting human being.
And there was something happened when Jeffrey Epstein pled guilty this last time around or whatever. And she was put in this ridiculous sweetheart deal. It was last time.
Right.
Sweetheart deal where she was given, everyone who ever talked to Jeffrey Epstein in their life was given immunity.
Identified or unidentified is what it said in the court filings.
So her lawyers are saying, well, she's fine. And I say, no, you're not.
No.
So.
Yeah, a judge overturned that, and that's how he ended up being prosecuted. So she doesn't have that sweetheart deal anymore.
They're still arguing it. But.
And then also, I think, you know, everybody's going to say, oh my gosh, what about all of these other men that were around Epstein that are now fearful that she will rat them out? And I get all of that, but I want to see her prosecuted. I know she has a lot of information, but she was, to me, just as bad as him. Right?
Oh, 100%.
Like, it's 1A and 1B.
I'm less concerned
about the other people that she could name. I want her to go to jail for the rest of her life.
They all need to go to jail.
I want every one of them.
I want that whole thing blown open.
But I don't want her. I don't want them to give her less of a sentence because she gives over some other people, which is what they will end up doing. right?
I just want them all to go they down all in need flames. To go down.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. They all need to get called 100%. Out.
All right, let's talk about something good, shall we?
Okay.
Hamilton!
Yes!
It started, of course, over the weekend on Disney Plus.
Yes.
It was remarkable.
I was so excited for you guys Friday morning. I wanted to sit down and watch it, but I just wasn't in the right headspace yet because I really like need to pay attention.
Tommy came up to me. I was like,
no, not that one. It doesn't matter. Here, let me introduce
as
that one.
As soon as I woke up, I woke up early July 3rd to watch this.
One.
It was my morning. And I already had a text from Kennedy on my phone as soon as I opened my eyes.
Right. So it launched on Disney Plus, and Hamilton paid Lin-Manuel Miranda $75 million for the rights to it back in February of 2020, you'll recall. I imagine that they made up for that with all the new memberships.
Yep.
So, David, why is his name escaping me?
David Diggs.
Thanks. David Diggs was on Kelly Clarkson's show and talking about the first time that he was asked to be a part of the, you know, the workshop about Hamilton, and here's what he said.
Tommy came up to me and was like, Lin is writing this rap musical about Alexander Hamilton. I said, that's a terrible idea. Tommy said, do you want to come do this reading up at Vassar? And I said, are you going to pay me? And he said, yes. And so I said, yes.
And then Kelly Clarkson decided to sing It's Quiet Uptown. So I'm sorry in advance. Grab a Kleenex.
Forgiveness. Can you imagine?
I saw somebody post on social media about this, and it wasn't something that had crossed my mind, that this is the reason that all musicals on Broadway should be made available to the public, because so many people are seeing their first Broadway show because they got Disney Plus and they're able to watch Hamilton as it was done live on stage. And a majority of the population of the United States never get to see a Broadway
it's
show.
It's totally because true. It's a union thing, though, Carson. At the end of the day, it's a union thing.
Right.
You know, there's a thing called Broadway HR, HD.
Broadway HD.
Where they have quite a few up right. there. It's a subscription-based service. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's the union.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to film
and
shows.
And they were talking about like the racial inequality, like a bunch of rich white people get to go to Broadway and watch the shows, and so many people that can't afford it around the country, this is the first time they've ever seen a Broadway musical like that, which was, yeah, I never thought of it like that. I was like, wow, that's pretty special.
Lin-Manuel Miranda just doing the Lord's work out here.
$75 million.
He's amazing. He deserves every penny.
And he's probably given half of it away. Already,
absolutely.
I wonder what the numbers will be. I bet we'll get that within the next couple of days.
I haven't found them. I've been looking.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Today starts phase three in the Commonwealth. It is called Vigilant, and it means movie theaters and outdoor performance venues can reopen. Museums, cultural and historical sites can reopen. Fitness centers and health clubs can reopen. Certain indoor recreational activities with low potential for contact are allowed to happen, and professional sports teams, under the authority of league-wide rules, may hold games without spectators.
They were already planning for that, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was just a done deal, wasn't it?
Yeah,
they were just
much.
Prepared and ready to go.
So that is phase three. Phase four is the new normal, which is, I think, when we have a vaccine.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
The new normal.
Tired of that.
There it is. The new normal.
That's got to go. Big time.
So we have decided on this show it is time to retire a bunch of words and phrases. I think we should just flush them is what I think. Just get rid of them forever, never to be heard from again. The new normal is, like, at the top of the list for me. If you have one, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, do you have one?
Yeah, and I've written this 100 times on blog posts and in promos that I've written, but in these challenging times.
Yep.
Yep.
Frustrating. I 100% feel you.
Annie, you have one?
One, it has to be social distancing. Yeah. As somebody that I like to hug, I'm an extroverted person.
Yep.
I like to be around people. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to be 6 feet away from all my people.
How about you, Dan?
I have a list.
Okay, hold on a second.
Stop me when you've heard enough.
Hold on. Let me get Jen from Bridgewater real quick. Jen from Bridgewater, what is the one you want to flush?
The temporary normal. I call it the temporary abnormal.
Oh, the temporary normal? All right.
The new normal, I call it the temporary abnormal.
There it is. It's been flushed. It's gone. We also had a call from Harry from Cambridge. Quarantini gets flushed.
See ya.
You're just drinking at home. We know what you're doing. You have to make it fancy. You're in your sweatpants with Jameson. It's not a quarantini.
COVID-19. Okay.
Well, that's sort of the name of it. I don't know.
I feel like you got to keep that one.
Yeah, we can flush it. Hey, if you want to flush it, it's flushed. It's gone.
We can do anything we want here.
From the 978, unprecedented. From the 671, unprecedented. From the 774, unprecedented.
Right.
So I think unprecedented.
How about essential? I don't want to hear the word essential anymore.
No. Essential personnel.
Just the everything.
All right, it's gone.
But you were one. Mm-hmm. You are one.
A drive-by car parade. No more. Yep. Leave them. See you later.
But I want one.
Is why?
Because I've never had one, and I probably will never have one.
Trying times in these trying times.
Yeah,
we know they're trying. We're in it.
We got it. We're all going through it.
Can I get rid of a phrase?
Yeah.
I just want to get, as a parent, and I think there are other parents that might recognize this one. Can I play with my Switch? I never want to hear that again.
Does that really have anything to do with COVID?
Absolutely, because we're sitting around the house bored in the house.
Can't
and
say
so
go outside.
Right.
You can't say go outside. That's the one place it's safe.
Not when it's raining.
That's true.
And not when it's 100 degrees, even though it's only 80, but we're raising a kid in the city who, like, when it's 80 outside, is like, oh, it's too hot to go outside.
From the text line, Todd says, my wife or kids asking, what's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Sure. Or, how about... I never want to hear Zoom again. I've heard the word Zoom so much.
It can't get worse.
Mm. We're in this together.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
That's just good advice. I'm sorry.
We should continue to wash our hands.
The whole idea is that the people aren't washing their hands.
I'm tired of hearing it. I even catch myself saying it to people.
I say it all the time.
Lockdown. Unless it's a prison riot, I don't want to hear the word lockdown anymore. This is therapeutic.
Feeling good?
It does
feel
good. They're all gone.
All right. Hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. Toilet paper. You're going to change the name. Something else.
Out of toilet paper, though.
Shortage.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, there's a shortage.
Anything having to do with masks taking away your oxygen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.